Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast, where mindset and marketing meet purpose, passion, and profits. I'm Bob Baker, and if you're a creative entrepreneur or someone who runs a heart-centered business, you're in the right place. To get a free collection of sample chapters from my books and audiobooks, just pay a quick visit to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Now, enjoy the episode. So I'm going to talk about the three layers of accomplishment. These are the three layers of things that I think will really lead to productivity and you really getting things done. Because we always struggle, whether it's January or any time of the year, we set these goals and we get off track. But I think looking at things in this way, I think could be very helpful. Let me just first introduce this concept of the three layers of accomplishment. So on the bottom layer there, you have tasks. These are basically the things that you do, the things on your to-do list. These are the action steps that you take every day to work on stuff that's important to you. And so if you're taking action, you're doing great. It's a great first step. A lot of people don't even take action. They just maybe have wishful thinking or whatever, but they don't really back it up with movement. And so that's the basic layer at the bottom of this layer as I see this, the way that I'm offering it to you here. There's the tasks that you do. However, if that's all that you do, you might not be as productive as you could be. And so the middle layer there is goals. It really helps when the things that you do on a daily basis are attached to or in the service of reaching a specific goal and a SMART goal. You've probably heard of SMART goal. I think it stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. But a specific goal, when the daily activities are in the service of a specific goal that you have set for yourself and increase the odds of reaching that goal and improving your life in the ways that you choose to, right? And so a lot of people do this. If you're doing this, you're like in the top probably 5% of humanity. You're setting specific goals and you're taking action either on a daily or a weekly basis to move yourself closer to achieving that goal. And that's great. However, the missing piece, the thing that's often isn't talked about when referring to goal setting, is that top layer. What could it be? I'm going to reveal it to you now. I won't keep you in suspense any longer. And that is your mission. That's like your purpose. That's the thing, like an overriding value that drives you. And so I really think when you plan these things out, it should be from the top down. It's not a specific goal. It's like an overriding purpose or a mission that you're on that's a little more general. And once you understand what your mission is, then you can decide, well, what goals, what specific and measurable goals will help me live out this mission? And then that determines the task that you take. So let's continue on here. So your mission. So let's take a look at this. I'm going to define them, and then I'm going to show you some examples from my life, and there's going to be a little pop quiz, all right? So I've never done these. I've created these slides just last night and never really gone into depth with this as much as I'm doing today. So I'll be hoping you're getting something out of this. So your mission is like a long-term thing. It's more general. It's kind of like your fixed North Star. While your goals can change over time and the actions that you take can evolve, your mission is something that generally is pretty consistent throughout your life. It can evolve too, slightly, but it's something that is like your North Star. Like I said, it's a more general overall. Here's the thing that I value in life. Here's my mission. Then your goals, though, right below that, are specific and measurable targets to support your mission. So when you know what your mission is, you go, okay, so what are the things that I can do? What are some goals I can set that will help me live that mission? And there are many different ways that you can live that mission. Again, I'm going to give you some examples in just a moment here. So your goals are specific and measurable targets that support your mission. And then once you have those things set, then it's like, okay, well now what are the tasks and the action steps I can take to move me closer to those goals that I have set that then support the mission? So I hope you're following me here, because these are three, in my mind, there are three very separate and distinct things. And a lot of people confuse them, though, with each other. They think of a task as a goal or a goal as a mission, and I think you'll have a more impact if you separate them. So here are some examples from my own life. If I'm just going to bring it down to five words, is to inspire and uplift humanity. If I had a longer description of it, it would be to inspire people to live their best lives, to full expression of their authentic self. But we'll just kind of hone it down to inspire and uplift humanity. That's pretty big. vision, right? It's a pretty big mission. And it's general. It's not specific, but it's a mission, if that makes sense. It's a big picture. This is what I value. That's why I'm here. It's how I plan on spending the rest of my days as a human being on this planet, all right? One of my goals, there's many different ways that I can support that mission and live up to it. The one way I do it is through this YouTube channel. So I've set a specific and measurable goal of reaching 500,000 YouTube viewers every month. Now, currently, I'm reaching between 250,000 and 300,000 viewers every month. I've set a goal of close to doubling that. So that's my specific goal that then helps me live out that mission to inspire and uplift humanity. And just so you know, subscribers, views, and unique viewers are three different numbers. The number of subscribers, which I love, you know, 273,000 currently. That's the number of people that have clicked the subscribe button at some point over the years. But that doesn't mean those people all watched videos. I mean, I subscribe to a ton of channels and I never watch any of their videos. And then there's views, which is the overall number of views played, but there are multiple. Some people watch two or three of my videos every day. And so the metric or the number that's really most important to me is like, how many individual people am I reaching every month? And in the dashboard on YouTube, that's referred to as unique viewers. And currently that's between 250,000 and 300,000, which is similar to the subscriber number, but it's a little lower. What matters to me is how many actual people am I reaching through the YouTube channel. So to inspire and uplift humanity, my mission, I want to set a goal of getting to the point where I'm reaching 500,000 people on YouTube alone. So, okay, great. That's my goal. That's going to support the mission. Now, what do I have to do? What actions do I need to take to reach that goal? Well, it's to continue to record and upload two new videos every week. There's more to it than that. I'm just keeping these examples simplified. The basic thing is I need to record and upload two new videos every week, and I pretty much have been sticking with that schedule for many years now, which has led to the growth of the channel. So you see what I mean? There's the mission. It's my North Star. It's more general, big picture value. The goal is a specific and measurable target that I've set to support that mission. And then the task are the things that I have to do to reach the goal. And I just love separating things in this manner. I'm going to give you one other example from my life. Same mission. So I want to be clear here that there's more than one way to support your mission. There are different goals that you can have to support your mission. That doesn't mean you have to do 10 of them, but there's not just one way to support your mission. You have to figure out what those goals are that are going to resonate with you. But another way that I support the mission, the same mission to inspire and uplift humanity, is to reach people by email. So I have a goal of a specific and measurable goal of building my email list to 25,000 people. It's currently between 11 and 12, so I'm, you know, half or a little less than that, but that's my current goal. You know, once I hit that or get close to it, I'll set up a higher one. So that's the goal, another way that I can live out the mission. So what's my task? How do I build it to 25,000? Well, I create and promote incentives for people to join the email list. I share that YouTube, share that in social media, encourage people to forward the emails, you know, to their friends. And so you see how this goes? The mission, I hope I'm just making it clear here. The point I really want to make that I've never really delved deeply, these are three distinctly different things that you need to think about. Because a lot of people, again, they think their goal is their mission and their mission is their goal. No, they're really separate things. So I'm going to give you a little quiz here. So here are six random items. You don't have to put them in the comments. In your mind, tell yourself as I list these off, is it a task? Is it a goal? Or is it a mission? Can you tell the difference? And then on the next slide, I'm going to show you how I determine that they are. These are in random order. And the first three are kind of related, and the last three are kind of related to each other. So one is contact five podcast hosts every week. Task, goal, or mission? You decide. Think about it. The next one down is help people heal from childhood trauma. Is that a task, a goal, or a mission? Third one there is get booked as a guest on 10 podcasts that reach my ideal audience. Where does that fit in there? Is that a mission? Is that a specific goal? Or is it a task or action step? All right, we'll continue here. Again, I just want you to think about these and so you get used to realizing and how these are categorized and so that you can apply them to your own life. Number two is a goal, huh? These bottom three are kind of related to each other. Write and publish my first book by June 15th, 2024. Task, goal, or mission? Send the first draft of my book to my editor this week. Where does that fit in? Spread a message of hope to people who battle with depression. So again, I want you to really think about where these fit in. I'm going to go to the next page here and then show you how I see them as all lining up. I've rearranged them in a proper order here, so they're not in the same order, but they're stacked like I did those three layers earlier. My way of thinking, help people heal from childhood trauma is your mission. This is a fictional person. I'm sure there are many people out there doing this anyway. But that would be your mission. Get booked as a guest on 10 podcasts that reach my ideal audience. That is the goal that supports the mission. So yeah, one way you can think, how can I help this? Well, I want to reach an audience. Okay, yeah, through podcasts. That's one way that I could do it. And then contact 5 podcast hosts every week. That's the task. That's the action step that you take to reach the goal that helps you serve the mission. So probably the biggest mistake that I see people make is they mix up tasks and goals. Like, I've taught music marketing for years. We'll be talking about like music publicity, and I'll say, well, what's your goal for publicity? It's like, oh, it's to send 10 press kits or reach out to, you know, 10 media people. I said, that's your goal? So once you've reached them or you sent out the press kits, you're done? You've reached your goal? No. Why are you sending out and reaching these media people? It's to get media exposure. So your goal is to get interviewed or to get reviews on so many podcasts. And the sending out and the reaching out are the tasks that move you toward reaching the goal, then that serves your greater mission. So does that make sense? So make sure you're not confusing tasks and goals. Goal, tasks are the things you do to move you toward the specific measurable goal. Same thing with those bottom three. The mission is spread a message of hope to people who battle with depression. That's a big mission. And then one way that you decided, okay, I think publishing a book on this topic is a goal that will support that mission. So I'm going to write and publish my book by middle of June of this year. That's your specific and measurable goal, because when that date comes around, you've either hit it, you missed it, or whatever, but that's the thing you're working towards. So what do you have to do to get that book out? Well, you have to write it. There are many steps along the way, but I'm just using send the first draft to my editor this week would be a task that would support you moving toward the goal of having the book published, which then will live out your mission. So there you go. I said, I've never gone so deep into this three layers. Refresh your memory. The three layers of accomplishment. Start from the top and work your way down. Don't start at the bottom and go up. Starts with your mission. Why are you here? What's your big purpose in life, or at least with this particular aspect of your life? How do you want to serve humanity? Maybe it's to serve your family or your community too. But what's your mission? And then make a list of goals that would support that mission. You don't have to pursue all of them, but pick, have one primary one, and maybe at the most one or two other secondary ones. And you pursue that goal for a while, and if you change your mind or it's not working, you change the goal, but the mission stays the same. That's the consistency. Like, you might feel like I failed at reaching the goal, but you choose another way to serve the mission. The mission can be the same or slightly altered, but it's your North Star. It's fixed. It's more general. Choose a new goal, but give the first goal that you're, kind of instinctually want to pursue, give it time. And then the tasks are what support the goal. And so there you go.